Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 455 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, at the corner of Nelson and Forsyth Street. Before we went to Montag's, he said he didn't want to say anything to Mr. Darley that there was going to be a young lady there after a while, and he told me that again after we came back from Montag's. Mr. Frank gave me that signal about stamping and whistling on Thanksgiving Day, and he repeated it again that day. I told yesterday how he'd done it, like I am telling now. I think I am telling the truth now. We had been back from Montag's about 5 minutes when the lady in the green dress went up. She stayed up there a good little while, 10 or 15 minutes. I didn't tell the officers the peg-legged Negro went up first. I didn't tell them in the first statement. I may have told them in the next statement. The peg-legged Negro didn't stay upstairs no time. Come back down with Mr. Holloway. Mr. Darley came down 5 or 10 minutes after Mr. Holloway came down. Yes, that was after he came back from Montag's. I have no idea what time it was. After Holloway came down, the lady with the green dress came down. She went on out, and Mr. Quinn came in. He went up and came down before Montine Stover came in and before Mary Fagan came in. Yes, I am certain of that. No one else came in after Mr. Quinn except Mary Fagan. Mr. Quinn, Montine Stover, and Mary Fagan went in almost the same time. They went and came out almost together. Quinn first, Mary Fagan next, and Montine Stover next. Mr. Quinn had already come out of the factory when Mary Fagan went up. I didn't see Mrs. Barrett or Miss Corinthia Hall or Miss Hattie Hall or Alonzo Mann or Emma Clark. I didn't see none of them. I never saw Mrs. White go in there at all that day. I was sitting on the box all the time. I got up twice to make water. I made water against the elevator door, right in front of the elevator shaft. Miss Stover had done gone then, and Mr. Quinn also.